You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, tomorrow, as you know, is a pretty big travel day. But in the wake of the Paris attacks and other terrorist activities around the globe, the State Department has just issued a worldwide travel alert for Americans traveling abroad. It says terrorist groups are continuing to plan attacks, and it warns Americans to be careful in crowded places and be prepared for extra security checks. But business travelers aren't necessarily canceling their international trips over the warning. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The State Department alert doesn't say don't travel, but
just be vigilant.
Karen Christensen is a Deputy Assistant Secretary at the State Department.
You have to think in terms of what might be an attractive target. Where there are lots of people gathering, and that could be a public gathering, it could be public transportation.
Christensen says she understands that business people need to travel. She just says make your decisions carefully. The Global Business Travel Association, a trade group in Washington, wanted to know what businesses were deciding about international travel. So they did a survey of corporate travel managers a few days after the Paris attacks.
It was interesting because it found that 3/4 of U.S. business travel buyers say their companies' travel to Europe will remain largely unaffected.
That's Shane Downey, the association's lobbyist and director of government affairs. He says only a small number of the companies surveyed temporarily suspended travel to Paris. Carol Roth will keep up her business travel.
I will, otherwise I'm out of a job.
Roth is a deal strategist who makes a lot of speeches and TV appearances that require travel. She is thinking about canceling a family trip abroad next month. She's a lot more willing to forego personal travel. It's not essential, and it can be dangerous. You're out exploring popular, crowded places. Not so with business travel.
Because, you know, I usually spend all of my time sitting in a hotel or a conference room somewhere. I will tell you, there are actually days when I travel places where I don't even open the window shades of my hotel room.
Ross says maybe that's not glamorous, but it's safe. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.